Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to a special episode of Help I Sexted My Boss, the weekend release. This is our bonus Platinum podcast where we see how much extra content we can squeeze into your Jubilee. Random things that have been sent in, extra bits from our week, and how our advice went down with you, our royal G&D divas. Mom?
Ma'am.
Ma'am? Would you like to take it from here?
Yes, well, happy Jubilee.
Happy Jubilee to my favourite queen.
Well, that's very kind. I feel we should say second favourite
queen. Yeah, sorry, I should do my second favourite queen.
Yes, indeed. Well, it's our Platy Jubes special today.
Platy Jubes, get
yes,
you.
I know, I'm so
Is
down
that
with
what
the
you're
kids.
Calling it?
It's what the kids are calling it.
It's like people that live in Clapham Junction. Apparently, they call it Clappy J.
Clappy J, Platy Jubes Besh.
There you go.
That's us.
So, what are we going to be doing in this episode?
Well, we're going to be having all sorts of royal fun and games.
Oh, okay.
Obviously. I do appreciate that not everybody will, of course, be as excited at the prospect of the Jubilee mm-hmm. as other people. I came into contact with these sort of people on Tuesday. On Monday, when I did Jonathan, my other friend's radio show, about whether I felt it was unpatriotic for people to leave the country over the Jubilee.
And did you?
I did. I did feel it was unpatriotic.
What? It's half term.
So, you've been given this extra bank holiday to celebrate Her Majesty the Queen's Jubilee, and so to be sitting on a beach in Torremolinos, I feel is not in keeping with the spirit of it.
I disagree. Each to their own. You can work from home, you can celebrate away from home.
Well, okay, one of Jonathan's other callers who phoned in to support me, not many did, but a few did, said it's a bit like a boss giving all their employees a day off so they can come to the boss's wedding and then the employees going off on holiday.
Mm.
It's not within the spirit of things.
Oh, okay.
In my opinion.
Okay.
So if anyone is sitting, listening to this away on a beach, not waving a flag, not an inch of bunting in sight, take a good hard look at yourself.
We've got Thursday off, we had yesterday off,
yes.
Today off as well,
yes.
It's a bank holiday.
You get it off twice over the Jubilee.
And are we back in on Monday?
Yes.
Okay. And how are you going to be spending Jubilee? Are you going to be watching it? Will you be working, raking it in, or...?
Well, let's put it this way. We're not having a Jubilee for a long, long time.
Okay.
As I said on Tuesday's episode, we'll probably be at least in our 70s.
Make hay while the sun's shining.
Exactly. So thank you, ma'am.
What's the etiquette of people making money on the back of the Queen's Jubilee?
I know where you're going with this.
When they should be at home watching TV or out on the streets of London with a flag.
Well, if it's over the over the actual Jubilee weekend.
Oh, when is the Jubilee? Is it
today?
Yeah, I know, but like, what's happening today, Len?
Today is the service.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is she going to do the royal wave today or the balcony?
I think she does the royal wave throughout the weekend.
Oh,
but
okay.
No, the balcony was yesterday. Okay. We obviously saw everyone on the balcony yesterday. Wasn't it lovely?
It was, yeah.
We're, of course, not recording this ahead of time.
She's a very special lady.
Very special lady. And really, the Earl of Wessex doing that moon on the balcony, I thought was inappropriate.
I thought it was modernising the royal family.
Yes, well.
Do you think the royals... Like, I know it's very important and stuff, but do you think they see it as like, oh, it's going to be a good piss up this?
No, I don't think that's how they see it. No.
Do you think they see it as, oh, God,
I think they. I mean, this.
She Jubilee, famously, sorry to interrupt. Mm. She famously doesn't like a lot of fuss, does she?
No, she doesn't like a lot of fuss, and she'll sort of be sort of loving but also hating this weekend. Mm. And it's not really actually, ironically, it's not really for the Queen any of this. It's for her people. It's for us. The concert on tomorrow night, the pageant on Sunday, the extra bank holiday. It's all for us, really. She's just sort of part of it.
Now, at the time of recording, I've got a 2-day hangover.
Mm.
Okay.
So, yes. And that's even before the 4-day weekend.
Yeah. So when you get into your 30s, you just cannot shift them.
Mm.
I used to go out Thursday till Sunday.
Right.
And I'd be fine Monday morning. But I went out 2 days this weekend at the time of recording. And I am, yeah. I've got an extra shot in my coffee, put it that way.
Yes. Can I get now, just a little coffee sidebar. Jordan has famously berated the coffee in this establishment. But I today got the coffee order in and I asked for an extra shot in your Americano. How is it today?
It's good coffee.
Are you going to complain about that coffee?
No. No? It's good.
Do you want an extra shot for next time?
No. I feel...
Oh, yeah, stretch.
I feel bad for being hungover on Her Majesty's Jubilee.
Well,
also, can
Camilla
I ask,
probably is.
Yeah, true. Can I ask as well, because apparently in 2012, a lot of the presenters got some basic facts wrong and the BBC have really clamped down on it this year. They're making sure that all the presenters
are briefed. A few weeks ago, did you see on ITV, Omid Jalili? I mean, the great pity was it was a really funny joke, but he messed it up because, of course, we had had at the time, Her Majesty had deferred the state opening of Parliament to Charles and then... 3 days later turned up at the horse show at Windsor that was on ITV, and Omid Jalili did thank you very much for choosing us over the state opening of Parliament. However, he preceded it saying, calling her Her Royal Highness. He downgraded her a notch.
So it's, you refer to her as Her Majesty?
Her Majesty. She is currently in this monarchy, until we have a change of monarch, she is the only person that is referred to as Majesty.
Her Majesty the Queen?
Yes.
And anything else you can refer her to as?
Her Majesty the Queen first and then the Queen.
The Queen, but not Her Royal Highness.
No.
No.
She was only Her Royal Highness when she was born in 1952 when she acceded the throne. Then she was Her Majesty.
It's a lot to get your head around.
Well, it's not really, if I'm honest. Mm. But yes, Her Majesty.
And this episode's going to be a little special. It's all people's questions and responses for the Jubilee special. It does make you proud to be British, doesn't it?
It does. And look... I know, again, as I said, not everyone might be a royalist. However, we are this weekend currently living through history. There will not be another Platinum Jubilee in our lifetimes, our parents, our grandparents, our children's lifetimes. No monarch is going to have lived and reigned for as long as Her Majesty the Queen. So this is a historic moment. Yet alone any Jubilee, but we definitely won't have a Platinum Jubilee. So enjoy it and enjoy being part of what in our ancestors will look back and think, yes, that was a thing.
Where are you with street parties? Do you like the street parties, the bunting up?
Yeah, I don't mind a street party, yes, but obviously you've got to do it right.
And how do you do a street party right?
Well, I think if you're...
I remember them when I was younger. I used to love them.
Did you? Did you go to them?
Yeah, because in the army it was like a big thing, so we'd have street parties all the time.
Did you have bunting?
Yeah, we had bouncy castles as well.
Bouncy, right, okay.
Proper street party.
Okay, well, you can have those. Bouncy castles, fine as well. However, if you're going to do bunting or flags, union flags, less is more. So don't have, and this might be too late for a lot of people, don't have the union flag on the plates, on the cups, on the bunting, on the tablecloth.
Why?
I just do it in one. Just have it on the bunting, for example, and then everything else can be relatively plain.
No, it should all be British. Have you got any special memorabilia, tea towel, plates, anything like that?
I buy all the tea towels that the royal household produce to commemorate weddings. I don't know if they've done a Platinum Jubilee one. They probably have. I'll go and get it.
Do you use them, or are they like best ones?
No, I use them.
Okay.
Yes, I often use my Harry and Meghan tea towel to mop up the plates.
Oh, okay. Mm.
And people say I was anti-Harry and Meghan. I bought the tea towel. Don't get more supportive than that.
Shall we go to our first bit of response?
Yes, here we go. This is from H, maybe from Steps.
Or the rapper.
Or the rapper, yes.
H. You don't know who he is, do you? He spells it A-I-T-C-H.
Or the baddie in Line of Duty. It could be from any of those three.
Yeah, okay.
You never know. Hi, William and Jordan and producer Ben. My name is Harriet. Most people call me H. That's what H from Steps is name. That's what the letter stands for.
Is he called Harriet?
Harriet, yeah.
No, he's not.
No, of course he's not.
He's called Ian Watkins, isn't he?
I know, yes. My question in regards to the Queen's Jubilee is, who is your favourite royal and why? Harriet says her favourite is Prince William, she means the Duke of Cambridge, because he seems to have it all figured out. Lots of love, H.
H, I would say the Queen is my favourite, but I have met William and he's very... he's a very, very nice bloke. Good lad, is William.
Good lad.
Yeah. He's just really down to earth and, yeah.
Did you have any a royal briefing before?
We chatted to him, and I don't know if he'd been briefed up, but he genuinely does listen to Radio 1. He's a big Radio 1 listener, and he's listened for years. And
he's out of the demographic a little bit.
No, we don't mind. He's royal.
He's not C2DE.
What? Isn't he off Star Wars? What are you on about? Oh, is that right? I know what that is. Right, I have worked in radio since I was 16, and G&D was let you in. They categorise listeners through different codes and like your background and how much money you earn and stuff like that. And I think it's a load of bull. So somebody else said that to me recently. Oh yeah, we're doing really well on BR2156s. I'm like.
Sounds like an American radio station.
Oh, is this how we categorise our listeners, our people? It's not just ours, everybody does it. Mm. Yeah.
Really, radio, podcast, television should be, do you like listening? Yes. Good. But that's it.
Anyway, he does listen. And when he was chatting to Vic and I, he was like genuinely talking about things that we talked about on the show.
Vic and me.
And we were like, oh my God, he actually listens. But I'd say the Queen... Then Prince William. Then top five royals. The Queen, okay. Prince William.
It's better than top five hangovers.
Prince Harry, Prince Charles, and...
Now, interestingly, are you doing blood royals
Paul
here?
Burrell.
I mean, do you want me to slap you?
What's wrong with Paul Burrell? He was class on I'm a Celebrity. He was a great, great in the jungle.
Yeah, best contestant they've ever had.
Oh, Princess Diana, actually.
Right, but are you... Okay... You're not doing... Because you've forgotten Catherine. You've forgotten
Camilla. Oh, no, sorry. I do love Catherine
Sophie
as well.
Sophie Wessex, Princess Anne.
Yeah, I like them all.
I actually think it's a very strong lineup.
It is a good lineup. A
couple of exceptions, but generally it's a very good
Who's
lineup.
Your top three? Top five.
Okay, I'm going to take the Queen out of it because obviously the Queen is everyone's favourite.
Okay.
But aside from Her Majesty, I like Camilla, Catherine and Princess Anne.
Do you?
All women and none in any way camp.
They're all pretty camp, aren't
yes,
they?
I know. Yeah. That's probably why I like them.
Okay. Well, happy Jubilee, H, and thanks for getting in touch.
Yes. Do you know what? When in preparation for this Jubilee special, I remembered back in the last Jubilee we had, 2012.
God. I love it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the diamond. I did an app. It's no longer available. I did a How Royal Are You app that you could download. It was free.
You created it yourself?
Yeah. Well, in partnership with an app developer.
Ka-ching.
No. Anyway, we did the app, and you answered a series of questions, and then it told you how royal you were. If you got 100% right, you were as royal as the Queen. If you got 0% right, you were as royal as Sarah Ferguson. At the time, that was funny. Anyway.
Imagine having your toe sucked. Imagine
Look,
doing...
Look, like, it's the Jubilee. This is not what the Queen wants to talk
no,
about.
No, I mean, each to their own, but just, oh, you'd be mortified, wouldn't you?
Hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, Sarah.
Has anyone ever sucked your toes?
No. Can't say they have, to be fair.
Now, you know we have a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
No. Anyway, I thought I should just give you a couple of questions to see from my app. Look at this spreadsheet I found of all the questions that I wrote.
You literally keep everything, don't you?
Yeah, that is how many... That's 163 questions we wrote for this app.
Okay, give us some.
Some of them haven't aged well. Okay. I won't read those out. Shall I...
This is pre-woke.
Not pre-woke, just pre-various court cases. Okay, I'll start off with the cheery one. In what year did Diana, Princess of Wales, die?
1997.
Correct. Prince Harry attended which British school? Would you like me to give you options? Because technically on the app there was multiple choice.
I'm sure... Did he not go to Eton?
Correct. Well done. Which bank did the royal family use?
Oh, it's the one I've just signed up for. what are they called? Oh, don't tell me. What? Oh, I know this.
The best comedy is true comedy.
What's it called? Wait there, I'm going to kind of cheat because...
Do you want me to give you multiple choice?
Go on, give me multiple choice.
Okay. National Westminster.
Mm-hmm.
Halifax.
Yep.
Allied Irish. Coots and Company.
Coots and Company.
Correct. Well
okay.
done.
Yeah, I'm doing all right, yeah.
In which country did the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge first visit following their wedding in April 2011? The options are Australia.
I was thinking Australia.
America. Canada. Russia.
Australia.
No.
Canada.
Canada.
Okay.
Okay, a couple more. What does CBE stand for? Does it stand for Custodian of the Order of the British Empire?
So Commander.
Does it stand for Courtesan of the Order of the British Empire? Courtier of the Order of the British Empire or Commander of
Commander of the British
Correct.
Empire.
Correct. Well done.
Like this.
Yes, good. Okay, in fact, I've just realised this is going to really help me out for my Jubilee etiquette quiz on my Instagram. I can just pick four from here.
I love your Instagram quizzes. Honestly,
can I just say thank you? They are a lot of work.
I know, but don't stop doing them. Get your PA to do them.
No, I can't.
Oh, no, he's got a job now, hasn't he?
What?
Mikey.
Mikey is not my PA.
I can't do this. I'm on bloody stats and you're trying to get me to do this. It's bad enough. Go on, give me one more. Let's check out William's quiz on his Instagram.
If I remember to do them. Sometimes I forget to do them.
Oh, dear.
Sometimes it gets to Saturday morning and I go, oh, I haven't done it.
Okay.
But it's a free service, everyone. You can't complain. Okay, finally... Windsor Castle is not actually in Windsor. True or false?
False.
Correct. Well done.
I did well there. How royal am I?
You are as royal as the Duchess of Cambridge.
Kate.
Catherine.
Catherine.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
She's not officially royal because she wasn't born into the royal family.
Oh,
but
you're
she's
such a snob.
No, I'm not being a snob.
She's royal.
Well, she is now
she's
by
She's married into royalty.
Yes, royal
she's
by marriage.
She's got a future king. She's bloody royal. God.
Jenny Bond over here.
Oh, what's this you've got?
Well, this is our next bit from our Royal Jubilee special.
I can't watch videos of us on stage.
We're changing monarchies, okay? Cast your mind back to our tour last year. Now, up and down the land, you had your own little coronation, didn't you?
It was part of a sketch we did on our tour last year.
Because Jordan will always be our king, as we said at the time. So we're going to watch back ourselves and react. This is from us in London. Let's address the elephant in the room. Who here thinks Jordan should have won I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here? Can you remember when I asked that somewhere and we didn't get a cheer?
Yeah,
I do as well. But although, quite frankly, that coronation thing they gave to the winner... the winner... What was her name?
Don't be a bitch. Be nice.
Honestly, can't remember. But that wasn't a coronation they gave her. Royal protocol is very much...
Oh, look at you.
And so...
You look nice.
Don't look bad there.
Really, all I can't watch myself is until you know how good you look.
My beard looks good there, I'll give you that.
Does it? I think it looks better today.
You prefer it shorter, don't you?
I prefer
you?
It short and tidy, yeah.
And so what I thought we'd do, now that we have finally landed in London, home of the royal family, London, why don't we give Jordan his very own coronation live on stage?
Good crowd.
Yeah, good crowd. This was the Friday night.
Up for that, Jordan.
Yeah, why not? Why
good.
Not?
He will always be our king. Now, could I ask you to stand up for a moment,
sure.
please?
Sure. Where do you want me?
Thank you. Just at the front.
If you didn't do the ring gag here, I'm going to go mad because you kept messing up the ring up. So I'm just going to say that.
I think I got your ring on this one.
Did you? You did a very funny ring gag when we first did it. It was hilarious, and then you kept forgetting to do it. And every night, I was like, remember the ring gag, remember the
it's
ring gag.
It's not peer review.
Like, points of view, this.
For this, obviously, I'm going to assume a role that does still exist in the royal household. It's the mistress of the robes. Don't get excited.
Good gag.
Thank
Pivotal
you.
Pivotal role in the coronation ceremony. We shall have some gentle strings in the background, please. Thank you to set the mood. And I sure
Stuart was actually on time there.
What's the music? Don't say the Champions League.
Sober the Greek. No.
So what?
Sober the Greek. No. What is it?
Zadok the Priest.
Zadok the Priest. It's going well. The Champions League music.
Yes, Cathy, of course. Now, the first thing in the coronation that the new monarch
don't
has
ask on this. On stage, it flies by, doesn't it?
And wisdom. And for our token, normally they come from the Commonwealth, but today, for our tokens of sincerity, it's a tub of Onken yogurt.
I think people always love our adverts.
Yeah, we did a lot of Onken.
Nothing more sincere than our Onken ad read.
This is his wet dream since year 10, by the way, so just humour him.
Now, next comes beautiful
vermin-clad
cape, which we'll put on you, which, if you can't get to the Tower of London, is also available from Amazon. Here we go, Your Majesty.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. How fetching. Now, I said to Ben, the next thing that comes is the solid gold sovereign's orb. Get me a solid gold sovereign's orb. How hard is that? This is what he's given me. It's half a job.
Swear to God. First, it's the funniest thing you've ever seen. His hair was up here. He had gold paint all down the side of his... He looked like adamant. He went, I can't do it. He's like, this'll do. Thank you.
Now, the next part in the coronation ceremony is called the Wedding Ring of England. Wedding Ring of England. It's a sapphire
What's
ring.
What's it called?
I am beginning to go.
What's it called?
It's the Wedding Ring of England.
Okay.
I think there was a show where I called it the Wedding Ring of... No, it was Spin the Wheel. I kept going. Win the Spiel.
Oh, did you?
Remember I kept saying Win the Spiel?
My dyslexia rubbing off.
It's a solid gold sapphire stone ring. Now, I'll be honest, our prop one got lost in Nottingham. Kel's surprise. So... Last minute, I said to Ben, we need...
Didn't realise how much you went on this. We could have definitely half this time.
18 quid a ticket, what do you expect?
So, I'll use this one, sort of reddish in colour. If you just give me your forefinger of the right hand, it goes on. I'll just stretch the ring, hold on.
Go. Go.
Still not... Just give that a lick. Slides right on.
Was that the joke?
No, it was...
What was the joke,
the joke
then?
Was, and it got one of the best laughs of the whole tour, was slip your finger into my ring.
Oh.
You kept forgetting to do it. And obviously, bottom of the barrel stuff, but yes, everybody loved it.
I'm sorry I forgot to
that
slip
was,
my
and
finger
And you did it on
ring.
The first night, and it got such a huge reaction. You went, I'll slip your finger into my ring.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
I still think it's good ring content.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Okay. The next part, and again, thank you to the royal family for the jokes. This is what they call, in the 1953 coronation ceremony, the divine rod. I didn't even have to try. And my rod is indeed divine.
That's a good gag.
And last, but by no means least...
Ollie.
Doesn't even look anything like it. Is the St. Edward's crown, with price tags still attached.
Did we send that back? We got our money back for
it. And this goes on in the final moment of this very solemn moment that finally crowns our new monarch, King.
Listen to the cheer. They love it. You look the real deal. Lovely.
Okay.
You're so funny.
Why?
You're all your little faux modesty.
Watch myself back. I think it's weird.
Well, we're watching us.
No, you're watching you.
I was watching you.
You put the narcissism in narcissism. Sorry, I'm tired. I'm joking. That was a bit harsh. I'm joking.
No, it's fine.
Can we move on now?
Yes.
Let's go back. Let's do some more Jubilee special correspondence.
Okay, so on our Instagram...
You're not really narcissistic.
Thank you. Wish I could say the same.
Just a bit neurotic.
Neurotic.
Yeah. Right. What does neurotic mean? You're not neurotic.
I think I am, actually.
Yeah, I think everybody is a bit, aren't they?
Yes, in their own special way. Mm-hmm. Producer Ben asked twice on Instagram for people's Jubilee questions because he asked once and forgot to collate them and then Instagram deleted everything.
Oh, for God's sake.
So, sorry if you asked in that first round, but if you put your question back in the second round, here are some of your questions and we will answer. If you could be alive during any of the Queen's reigns, who would it be and why?
Oh, any Queen?
Yeah.
Or the Queen?
Any Queen, I would imagine. And that's
probably,
from Beth.
Probably this one, because, like...
Well, you are alive.
Life's... Yeah.
You are alive during it.
I know, but life's a lot better now.
I mean,
than...
barely today, but... you are alive.
Life's a lot better now than, like, in the Tudor times.
Yeah, well, there's not the plague.
Yeah.
Thankfully, there's no disease that gets spread around and people have to shield. We've really come on. No, I say Queen Anne.
Which one was that?
Have you seen The Favourite with Olivia Colman?
Oh, her.
Yeah,
her. Oh, all those wigs and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't all there were lesbians back then?
Oh, it all went on.
Hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. I'd say... Tudor times.
Or Queen Victoria. I can see when the Victorians...
Oh, the Victorians was quite fun.
Yeah. Well, they weren't. They hated fun. But I could have seen you in it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Or what, the governor?
Yes. Yes, you could have been a street urchin.
I'd be in the workhouses, wouldn't I?
this is a good one for you. How do you escape the house when your hated neighbours are having a street party?
Oh, because you don't want to join them. Oh, yes. Leave in the morning. Leave first thing in the morning. Go to a friend's house. Yep. Or just set up pitching.
And make sure you've moved the car the night before. Because if they close the road, if the council come around and close your road in the morning and your car's already on the street, you've got a bit of a problem.
Yeah. Oh, God, I hope my neighbours aren't having anything.
No. Okay.
I mean, I hope they are, but...
That you're away.
I'm away, aren't I?
Yeah,
I'm
I think
away.
You're away.
I'm away for...
If the Queen's father died in 1952, why was her coronation in 1953?
Great question.
Jordan North, can you answer this?
Is it because it took ages to plan?
Well, yes, and supposedly Winston Churchill wanted to slightly cling on to power a little bit. So there is a school of thought that he might have sort of delayed it and said, it takes so long to plan, so he could have sort of oversee it. That's not necessarily historically backed up. That's just sort of supposition. But also, it was in February 1952 that she ascended the throne. So probably you couldn't have turned it around by that summer. So then having it in the summer the next year sort of made sense, I guess.
So technically, she's already been on the throne for...
Yes, and we are commemorating her acceding the throne, not of her coronation.
Oh, OK.
What do you do if you don't want to celebrate the Jubilee? That's from Nicola.
Yeah, good question. Just treat it as a normal weekend, enjoy your time off. Yeah, maybe go to Laser Quest or something, I don't know.
Laser Quest?
Yeah. Is that still a thing? Laser Quest still
I think
a
people
thing?
Now have those headsets that they sort of can just stay at home and do that. It's probably killed Laser
maybe
Quest.
Maybe go to Pizza Hut and bowling or something.
Go to Pizza Express. It's got royal connections. This is from Rosie. What do William and Jordan think of Harry and Meghan?
Well,
I've got their tea towel.
Yeah.
It's lovely. It's lovely cotton.
That's... I do think they've been treated unfairly.
Well, it's by you lot.
Treated... But I beg your pardon.
The media.
I don't...
Do you not do a royal segment on your show?
No, I don't, but I just hope they're happy and hope they're doing okay.
That's very nice of you. Finally, we'll end on this one from Sam. If you could both pick one celebrity to be king or queen for the day, who would it be?
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
Who?
Biggins.
Oh! It's been queen for a few years. Yes, Biggins. Or, and I'm going to be allowed this one because they're Canadian, so that's Commonwealth.
Celine Dion?
No, but
Justin
great
Bieber.
Shout. Justin Bieber!
Michael Bublé.
Hello?
Wait, who's Canadian and famous?
Just think, normally at the coronation you kneel before them.
Oh, Shawn Mendes.
Exactly. I declare my life, man of limb and liege, I kneel before you.
I would say, who?
Sean Dyche. He's got nothing on at the moment.
Yeah, he looks like Henry the Eighth a bit, doesn't he?
Well, he'll be delighted with that.
Who? Oh, who's my favourite celebrity? I'd say William Hanson.
Oh, stop it.
I'd love for you to be queen for the day.
Right.
You'd love it. I'd say you.
Definitely.
I'm always reminded of what Queen Mary said to a member of the royal family, and actually it's something that I don't think, going back to Harry and Meghan, they got. And Queen Mary turned to someone and said, "We are the royal family and we love hospitals." As in opening them.
Oh.
You just have to love them.
Who said that?
Queen Mary, the Queen's grandmother.
Oh, the Queen's grandmother?
Yes, she's in episodes 1 and 2 of The Crown, and 3.
Is she? Was she actually queen or married into it?
She was queen consort. She was George VI's wife.
Queen-in-law.
Queen-in-law.
Yeah.
I like, ish.
She was queen-in-law?
Ish. Well, surely the queen-in-law would be the queen, would be, let's say, Prince Philip's mother, Princess Alice, would have been queen-in-law. Surely. Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know how that works. Anyway, it's fascinating. And what a platy-jube special we've had.
Platy-jube, yeah. Enjoy your cucumber sandwiches.
Yes.
And your cups of tea and Pimm's.
Mm.
And God save the Queen.
God save the Queen. God save me.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.